what about that little porter? What was his name?
Albert.
Albert. Mm. But he was the QB2 for a very long time. I'm sure other people have mentioned Albert, and he was the porter, and his wife, who worked in the kitchen.
That's right. Yeah.
It'd be Betty.
That's it. Yeah.
But you see, also, when the kitchen was on level 7, there was, I can't remember it, but I can still taste it and smell it to this day, a particular roll. It was a minced roll that when it was...
Oh, like a steam pudding it was.
When it was dished up on a particular day, Wednesday or whatever of the week, everyone used to go to the canteen because they wanted this particular dish.
It's like a suet mince roll. Yeah, it's lovely.
And you could then look out onto the... You could go out on the roof then.
Because you couldn't after people had jumped off.
And you could go out and have your meal out on the top level 8. And sit.
Well, level 8 wasn't there though, was it?
Special care there.
No, it wasn't special care. It was all the kitchens, and then it was.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yeah, I do remember.
Well, you climbed out the window and almost climbed out a little step and out the window.
You could sit there
and really enjoy, and we'd giggle because if we had money beginning of the month, we'd have a proper dinner. By the end of the month, you just had toast and tomatoes, wouldn't you? Because that's all you could afford. But now they don't have a canteen. Well, they have a canteen, but it's not open.
I remember thinking, walking in. And seeing that lovely granite wall, which was in the lounge where the WRVS shop was, little blocks of granite kind of thing, and it had I hope they've got it somewhere. The mural, yes. It was really solid, and it was very modern. And it's very strange, because actually you remember these faces because you actually knew, even if you was in whatever department you were in. It was you knew everyone somehow.
And you went for dinner. I mean, in those days, we'd go for... At Christmas Eve, it was a tradition that we would go down to the canteen and we'd be given a Christmas dinner and we'd be served by the senior nurses. And the senior nurses would then stay and cover the unit. And then that changed, I don't know when, and we used to get a bag of Christmas sandwich and a cake, which was, you know, quite lovely. And then we get nothing. So we used to take our own food in and we'd have a room. And some nights, Christmas Eve, you wouldn't even get to the room because you would be,
so busy
all night long. Because I think staffing levels were just so reduced. I can remember always having staff.
Yes.
There was a matron, but there was only one matron, and then you'd have the nursing officers, and there'd be a nursing officer for midwifery, a nursing officer for surgery, a nursing officer for paediatrics. Our nursing officers would know us, wouldn't they? They would know our families, they would know our commitments, and now you just don't know. I mean, I went and did an agency shift last year, and it was just very isolating.
Because it was on one level... You know, apart from antenatal clinic, we knew everyone anyway because we worked on the ward, we worked on delivery suite, worked in antenatal clinic. That was isolated, but it was still part of it.
But you'd know the porters, wouldn't
you? Oh, yeah, you'd still know the CSSD porters,
people, and you'd know the people, the blood
and
people.
The cleaners.
And the cleaners. I mean, the cleaners used to be allocated to the ward, so they had a sense of pride and they knew, well, I've done this bay this week, I'll do that bay. That's changed.
I remember just before I left, really, it was all winding down and it was so sad walking through the hospital. And it's like, when you look at it now, it's like they're knocking all my memories down. I think because I did most of my midwifery on nights, seeing all the, you know, seeing the life at night. Sometimes if you went down to A&E, the staff knew you because obviously... You were a midwife, and if they saw you, they were glad to see you because you were obviously there to deliver a baby or do something like that. Now, sort of, it felt like it was echoing as you walked through it. You could sort of see people and hear people. Maybe I'm going nutty. See people and hear people that weren't there. I don't know. It's just like so many happy memories gone. But that's life, isn't it?